Good morning. Thank you for joining the daily radio program presented by the Oakland Church of Christ. My name is Lonnie Corley, and I am your speaker this week. If you have been following us this week, you know that we're discussing different obscure Bible characters each day this week. Today, we'll be talking about a man who lived during the divided kingdom period, who was actually an enemy of Israel. His name was Naaman, and he was the captain of the army of Aram, who often led raids against Israel. The Bible tells us that this man was a leper. Of course, leprosy was a terrible disease which would ultimately lead to death. At some time in the past, Naaman had taken a servant girl from Israel captive on one of these raids, and she became the household servant of Naaman's wife. The servant girl cared for her master and expressed the desire that he would go to the prophet of Israel, whose name was Elisha, so that he could be healed. Ultimately, Naaman visited the prophet in Israel and was given instructions as to what he should do to bring about the healing from the leprosy. Listen to what the Bible says regarding these instructions and Naaman's initial response to them in 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. It says, Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh will be restored to you, and you will be clean. But Naaman was furious and went away and said, Behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not the Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. Naaman seemed insulted by these simple instructions, thinking there would be more fanfare or a complicated process that he would need to go through. Fortunately for Naaman, he had some wise servants that were traveling with him. Listen to their advice to Naaman in verse 13. Then the servants came near and spoke to him and said, My father, had the prophet told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, Wash and be clean? Well, Naaman heeded the advice of his servants, and he changed his mind and followed the instructions of the prophet of God. And he went and he dipped 7 times in the Jordan River. The result was that his leprosy was cured, and the scripture says that his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child. There are many lessons that we can learn from this story, but one important one is that God requires action on our part in demonstration of our faith. As indicated in the verses we read a moment ago, Naaman would have been willing to do some great thing to earn his cleansing. However, what the prophet of God instructed him to do was simply wash and be clean. When Naaman followed the instructions of the prophet to dip in the Jordan River, God healed him because he had enough faith to follow that simple instruction. Naaman certainly did not earn his healing by dipping in the river. Today, God has given us simple instructions to bring about the healing from deadly disease of sin. In Acts 2 and verse 38, Peter gave instructions to the Jews on the day of Pentecost. He said, Repent, and each one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Just like in the case of Naaman, submitting to this simple instruction is a demonstration of our faith that God will forgive us of our sins. It is in no way a work that would earn us our salvation. Salvation from sin is a gift from God that no one can earn because the price is too high. It costs the life of the Son of God. Thank you for listening this morning. I would like to take the opportunity also to invite you to worship with us at the Oakland Church of Christ. We meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. for Bible study, at 10:20 for our morning worship, and again at 5 p.m. on Sundays for our evening worship. We also meet at 7 o'clock each Wednesday for a midweek Bible study. We love to have visitors and hope that you and your family will consider visiting with us. Thank you again and have a great day.